Hello and welcome to the first episode of The Servant Maria Show, Life is Worth Pondering. In this premiere show, I just want to tell you what I will be talking about during these different shows so that you can hopefully tune in again and listen to some little messages that might give you some enlightenment or something to ponder throughout your week so that you can live a happy life, a life more faithful to our Lord, and just filled with a joy and a richness that He wants us all to experience. As I begin, I'm going to read something from a wonderful young saint, which we, many people, are familiar with, Saint Therese the Little Flower. She died at the age of 24. She was full of ponderings. She had a very holy family that she was raised in, and they taught her early in her life to pray. And she even tells in her little book of her life how she would go off and think, and people wondered what she was thinking about, even at a young age. But of course, God was guiding her. But she had learned to take time to think about what was around her, what was happening, and she was also very virtuous, and so God was able to mold her heart and give her great insights that have helped millions, literally millions of people through the years since her death. I'm going to read a little section of the beginning of her autobiography in which she talks about looking at nature and learning the things of God. And you can see, you can just hear her ponderings as she writes this. I often ask myself why God had preferences, why all souls did not receive an equal measure of grace. I was filled with wonder when I saw extraordinary favors showered on great sinners like St. Paul, St. Augustine, St. Mary Magdalene, and many others, whom He forced, so to speak, to receive His grace. In reading the lives of the saints, I was surprised to see that there were certain privileged souls whom our Lord favored from the cradle to the grave, allowing no obstacle to their path which might keep them from mounting towards Him, permitting no sin to soil the spotless brightness of their baptismal robe. And again, it puzzled me why so many poor savages should die without having ever heard the name of God. Our Lord has deigned to explain this mystery to me. He showed me the book of nature, and I understood that every flower created by Him is beautiful, that the brilliance of the rose and the whiteness of the lily do not lessen the perfume of the violet or the sweet simplicity of the daisy. I understood if all the lovely flowers wished to be roses, nature would lose its springtide beauty, and the fields would no longer be enameled with lovely hues. And so it is in the world of souls, our Lord's living garden. He has been pleased to create great saints who may be compared to the lily and the rose, but He has also created lesser ones who must be content to be daisies or simple violets flowering at His feet, and whose mission it is to gladden His eyes, His divine eyes, when He deigns to look down on them. And the more gladly they do His will, the greater is their perfection. So there is a young woman, a girl even, when she was young, who pondered things, who looked at what was around her, who listened to things, read things. You can see she knew about all the saints, and wondered why some saints are this way and why some people don't even get to hear about God. And then, in His goodness, God led her to look at nature and to see His mysteries revealed through them. And then, as those of you who know her life, she's known as the little flower because she felt she was one of those little flowers, not one of the big saints, which she really is one of the big saints, but in her humility and in the way God guided her, just doing little things with great love, she became a great saint and is a great model for all of us.